Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the expansion of consciousness. And we as a civilization are moving into a new time, and that is why I'm so happy to have tonight's guest with us, because he is what has been called part of the resistance, part of the underground movement for consciousness and transformation. And he's been working behind the scenes for many years, and him and many of the people he's been working with are now coming out and declaring that this is really a new time, and there's things that we can do about it, and there's an event that's coming called The Event, and we're going to be talking all about it. Tonight's guest I'll call Cobra, which is his name, the name he likes to use. So I'm very happy you're here today, Cobra. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me to the show.
So let's just jump right into it. You say, and all the sources that you have been in contact with, say there's the event, like the major event. Can you describe what that is and what will happen on December 21st, 2012, the day we're all waiting for? So please, go ahead.
Okay, first, I need to make this something clear. The event itself will most likely not happen on December 21st. Actually, nobody knows when the event, the major transformation, the major breakthrough for the planet will happen. I will just describe briefly what that means. So at a certain moment, quite close to this time, there will be a certain very strong impulse, energy impulse, coming directly from the source, going through the galactic center, and then towards our planet, planet Earth. There are many positive extraterrestrial races surrounding this planet in their lightships, waiting for that time. And they will transmit that signal and send it to the resistance movement. The resistance movement is actually a civilization of light that is living below the surface of the Earth and waiting also for this time. And they will receive that signal and will receive much intel about their actions at that time. They will transmit that intel to the people on the surface of the planet, and people on the surface of the planet will make some very drastic moves. They will arrest the members of the cabal, so-called negative forces from the planet of the Earth, which are actually now leading the society in their own way, which is not, of course, positive. And the event will remove those beings, remove those individuals from their positions. At the same time, a very strong energy flash will happen that will assist humanity in going through that transformation. And the whole process will be very, very fast, almost instantaneous. There will be a drastic change happening on the surface of the planet in a span of a few days. And then the new society will begin to be constructed, will begin to be created by all of us. So this is just a brief description. There is much more to it. I have some information about this on my blog, and of course I reveal much more in my conferences. It is a very deep subject, so I have just briefly touched the surface of this right now.
Is there a way that we will know that this is happening? Tell us some of the symptoms that the common person might have.
Yes, it will be very evident, because as soon as the cabal, as soon as the negative forces are removed from power, it will be announced through the mass media. The cabal now controls most of the mainstream media. And at the time of the event, the light forces will take over the mass media and will distribute all the planning and all the message that is necessary for the humanity to go through this transformation. So everybody will be able to receive guidance and instructions directly from their own TV set. And of course, it is not just an outer transformation. People will begin to feel that something is happening that will allow them to go through inner transformation into more positive, more loving beings.
Is it possible for you to talk about some of, not to be too personal, but the experience that ignited your consciousness into this awareness, your, contact, whatever you want to say about that, because I think that's an important story.
Number one, I always had an awareness that I'm here with a certain specific purpose. And number two, I was contacted physically, first by the Pleiadians, that are a very highly developed spiritual extraterrestrial race. And also, I was taken to this underground resistance movement when they explained me about the plan many, many years ago. So these are just few factors that are here taking place. There are many more, but just to briefly touch the most important ones.
The other element of this is the spiritual renaissance that we will be coming through. And I think there's elements like more more in contact with the divine feminine and other aspects of the kind of the byproducts of this event. Can you outline some of those, please?
Yes, yes. So I think most people are aware that there was a Renaissance taking place about 500 to 600 years ago, coming from Central Europe, from Italy, which actually changed the course of human history and actually created our Western civilization as we know it now. There were a few basic ideas that did this. And the first one is the belief in human being as an ideal. To put a human being as a center of creation, but not in a negative way, but in a positive way of creating balance between human insight and environment outside. And the second one was the invention of the printing press, which allowed the human masses to get access to ideas that were before that in the hands and under control of the Catholic Church. And now we are approaching the period of the Second Renaissance, which will have an even greater impact on humanity. And there are two basic ideas that are happening, that are actually being activated right now. The first one is, of course, the return of the goddess, actually the return of the balanced positive feminine principle, positive feminine energy. And the second one is, I call this, and this is the code name, is Operation Dreamland. The idea of Operation Dreamland is to finally begin to distribute the ideals of the new spiritual awakening through the mass media into the mainstream human society. So that this will not be just some obscure New Age movement. Actually, it's a global planetary process that will touch every human being very soon.
No, it's very, very exciting. And I think this is the time that a lot of people have been waiting for and knowing in their soul connection that it was coming. And a lot of us, maybe they were being called light workers or whatever, have been preparing in a way in isolation, in a way relying on their own self to just trust a knowingness that something like this was actually happening. And what's great is like you are putting it together and confirming a lot of the just intuitions all of us had. Can you talk about the global network of light workers that have been behind the scenes?
Yes, there are many layers to this. On the surface of the planet, we have, of course, all the light workers that have been awakening in the last few decades. Actually, all of us have been incarnating in this time, specifically with the purpose of taking our part in that planetary transformation. It was planned before. It was actually planned even before our first incarnation on this planet. And we have been having many incarnations with various experiences as a training ground for this specific time. So it is actually an exponential growth. More and more of the light workers are awakening, and this process is getting faster and faster. And there will be a certain moment where when this momentum will be strong enough to create a breakthrough that we are all waiting for.
So the date, December 21st, it is a date for something. It's fast approaching. It's about a month away from this recording. Why is, I mean, of course, the mind's predicted something, but in this level of awakening, tell us why that's important, what is happening, and also maybe go through the date that's coming up. I think it's November 22nd. So give us a little calendar scenario of what's going on leading to 21st of December.
Okay, first I will speak about December 21st. Yes, it is true. December 21st is the day of the completion of a major Mayan calendar cycle. And this date is also a very important turning point in some other cosmic cycles. And as such, is an excellent opportunity for us as a collective to make a quantum leap. What exactly will happen, nobody knows. And many things are possible. And I will be able to release some intel about this date after December 5th. On that day, certain things will be declassified, and I will be able to speak about them after December 5th. So it is actually an opportunity for us to create much more light in our lives and to use this energy of quantum leap to make a great step forward. And yes, before that time, before December 21st, there is another very important activation that is actually happening in a few days. November 22nd is the day of the 11th gate activation of the 1111. And I will now explain briefly what that means. 1111 is a code for an interdimensional doorway. It is actually, this doorway is our bridge between various dimensions. It is our bridge between the old world of duality that we all have experienced in our many lifetimes and the new world of oneness. It is the world that we are all striving towards. And this doorway has been opened on January 11, 1992. And in the last 20 years, we have been traveling through that doorway and actually opening it. And this opening process will be completed on the 22nd of November. And during that doorway, there are actually 11 gates. And each of those gates is a step higher in the vibrational frequency. And in a few days, we are reaching the 11th gate, which is the last step in the process of opening the 11-11. The 11-11 is a vision that was brought forth by a very well-known visionary Solara, and she has brought that energy. She has actually anchored that energy with assistance of many of us on the planet. And now we are approaching that final moment. So I would like to invite at this point everybody to participate in any way possible in this great event. I have put instructions on my blog. If you Google Portal 2012, you will find the blog. It's one of the first thing you will find on Google. And on the right-hand side, there are links you can click. There are videos you can watch with detailed instructions what to do on that date. And the activation itself will be happening for United States early in the morning. It will be 3:11 in the morning for California, and it will be 6:11 in the morning for the East Coast. But I would like to suggest that you wake up and take that time, because this is an opportunity that happens only in maybe once in 25,000 years. So it's not something that you would like to miss. Mm-hmm. And this will actually prepare us for the further developments that are happening between now and December 21st.
So the 22nd, everyone, if you go to the Portal 2012 website, you'll be able to see instructions about how to prepare for this doorway opening. And that will then, in a way, download, I think, some vibrational information that will prepare us even further for the December 21st shift and whatever that will bring. I also want to say it is also probably why people always say whenever they look at the clock, it says 11:11. Those are ways of coding consciousness in preparation for this time. Would you say that, Cobra?
Yeah, I completely agree with your description.
Okay, now what I think needs to be outlined is the fact that most people don't even know that they've been asleep, that there's been what you call a cabal or organized program to block conscious spiritual awakening from happening on this planet. It's a historical sort of mess, I would say, that we've been involved in for a long time that has veiled the planet. And I think if you can give a little bit of the history of the cabal and how they've manipulated consciousness for so long and for what reason, I think that will also help wake people up. Do you mind?
Okay, before I do that, I will say something that is quite important to make it very simple for the masses. I think most people would agree with me that there is injustice and imbalance in this world, especially in the financial sector. So most people are becoming aware that there is a certain group of being in high finance among the central bankers, among the central bankers that controls world finances. And this is a very good introduction point for people to understand and realize the existence of the cabal. And of course, if somebody has access to all that money, if a group like that has access to all that money, they can create whatever they want. And because they had a lot of time to play with ideas and develop their strategies, they have managed to control humanity pretty deep. And apart from physical control through money, they were able to extend their control through the food we eat, through their technologies, through the mass media. They can feed people disinformation and in various other ways. And again, apart from the physical control factor, there is also the non-physical aspect of this. Those beings were able to control humanity from the etheric and astral planes. They were able to manipulate their emotions, their minds, their energy fields. And all this, after thousands and thousands of years of control and oppression, of course, human beings have fallen asleep. An awakening process has two aspects. The first aspect is awakening to your own higher self, to your own soul presence, to your own spiritual source. And the second aspect of awakening process is awakening to the reality of this control and doing something against it, doing something for the planetary liberation. So in the first phase, human beings usually reconnect again spiritually with their source. And the second phase, they realize the extent of the control happening on the planet and are starting to do something about it and starting to make steps towards the final planetary liberation.
Okay, so I mean, if you don't mind going a little deeper into, I mean, it's hard for me to think about why someone with a lot of money would want to control other people's mind. I mean, it goes very deep, this, the mind control and the manipulation and the money. Can you talk a little bit about the families that control the world? And I mean, of course, a lot has been written about the Illuminati, all that, but I mean, you sort of have some inside information in some ways, if you don't mind sharing.
Okay. So basically, if you really want to go deep, you have to go in the time of Atlantis, when the dark forces arrived on this planet. And they have chosen this planet as one of their strongholds. And basically, darkness inside of them was created by their decision to consciously cut themselves off from the source. And of course, such a decision, if made on a very fundamental level, leads to consequences. And those beings have lost connection with their source and lost connection with the light. And this is the psychological motivation they have and still have to control others, because they don't have that inner connection themselves. And they're using that the psychic energy of other beings as a, I would say, as an energy source. So this is the psychological dynamic that's happening. And yes, they have been the same families controlling the world for thousands and thousands of years. And the core group of those beings is now actually leading the Jesuit section from Rome, from Vatican. And we have many other families which are part of this conglomerate, and they are actually transferring power from generation to generation. It stays in the same family from father to the son, and they have a certain way of life which is alien to most of us. Their perception, psychological outlook is very strange. It is because they have been cut off from the light. But there is one thing they have that most of us don't have, and this is patience. They are planning very long time. It's not difficult for them to make plans for 100 years, 200 years. And this is one of the reasons why they have been so successful. And this is one of the reasons why they have been able to control humanity for so long. But now, as the critical mass of humans are awakening to that, it is not possible to sustain that control any longer. And we are now getting very close to the final victory.
Right. And so before we get to the liberation, talk about the quarantine of the Earth and the Archons and who they are and why they're called the Archons and what the quarantine was about.
Okay. So if we go even further back, there was a certain time in the galactic history where there was a very strong conflict between the light and the dark forces that actually led to galactic wars. And the light forces were liberating planet after planet, all in their effort to liberate the galaxy from all evil. And many of the dark forces chose to actually create Earth as their stronghold. And what they did, they took humanity hostage and actually closed the access to the planet. And this was the birth of quarantine, and it happened 25,000 years ago. So since that time, very few positive, real positive light forces have been able to contact human beings. And at that moment, the Ascended Masters left the surface of the planet, and all positive ET races were able to land only with full approval of the Cabal. And Archons are actually the leaders of that group that have come here to this planet and are ruling the planet through their minions, especially reptilians and the Cabal on the physical plane.
Are Archons physical beings, or where? What level of consciousness do they exist on, the Archons?
Very few of them are physical, and you would mostly find them inside the Black Nobility families in Rome, and the vast majority of them are not physical. And they are operating from the astral plane.
And so what's happening? What's going to happen to the Archons now? Where are they going? And is this a total surrender on their part? Or are they just regrouping? And then talk about the shift in vibration so they, you know, we're being liberated.
Actually, the light forces are advancing all the time on the non-physical planes and also on the physical planes. So basically, each day, many of them are forced to surrender. And those who surrender are given possibilities. if they wish to cooperate with the light forces, if they wish to balance the consequences of their past actions, they are given assistance and slowly they transform themselves into light beings. But there are those who refuse to cooperate, and they are taken to the galactic central sun, where their soul essences are being transformed. So it is actually the final completion of the liberation process that was happening in this galaxy for millions and millions of years. And planet Earth is the last planet that is taking part in this liberation process.
So let's, I'm just interested. Okay, I understand that. I understand. I mean, it's been a huge history with wars and killing and suffering and greed and corruption. I mean, the history of humanity has been controlled on these levels, and people have suffered. People have done awful, awful things in the name of, in an unconscious, veiled aspect to their soul's essence. So we're coming to this point of liberation now. And let's talk about now what you see and others you're working with as the future. After the planet's liberated, what will our culture and society look like, and how will everything be different?
Okay, when the dark forces are removed, it will be a great, enormous, huge relief for every human being, because most of suffering is artificially induced by those beings. And when this will be removed, it will be so much easier for most human beings. There are a few elements which are very important here. The first one is the transformation of the financial system. A very fair and transparent financial system will be introduced to humanity. So human beings will not need to struggle any longer and fight for survival, work for survival like slaves. Abundance will be a common occurrence on the planet. The second thing that will happen will be a release of a new advanced technologies. Here I am speaking, for example, about free energy technologies, which will be able to provide free energy for all energy needs for humanity. New advanced transportation technologies, healing technologies for all diseases that we know. So all this will improve the quality of life drastically. And of course, also, a process of spiritual awakening will take place with all those new energies coming, and the truth will finally come out. The truth of the reality of extraterrestrial contact, the truth of the true human history, the truth of our role and position in the galaxy, all those things will be made available to humanity. And at a certain point after the event, the first contact will happen. The first contact is actually an official diplomatic connection between human race and other positive races. And this will be a huge step for humanity as well. So actually, we are heading towards a bright future. We just need to make this final push, the final breakthrough.
So, yeah, no, I think the first contact will actually also change a lot of things and open up people to, to the idea, to what's been suppressed by our governments that are obviously working with what you call the cabal, these families that are controlling civilization. So in the first contact, in the awakening, in the lifting of this veil, everything will change. So again, I think it's important for you to talk about then what we can do, what meditation, like if you even want to lead something right now, that would be fine with me, or what we can do to prepare, open ourselves and be in touch with this awakening.
Okay, I have started with a program of weekly liberation meditations a few months ago, and there is actually a group worldwide that is meditating each Sunday with the purpose of assisting in that planetary liberation. And yes, we can have this meditation right now. I can do a short meditation, and everybody that wants to join, you can join. So first, you just make yourself very comfortable so that your body does not restrict you, and you focus on your breath. And as you breathe in and as you breathe out, you are more and more relaxed. Just watch your breath coming in and out. And each breath you take, you are more and more relaxed. And now, visualize a pillar of light coming from the sky, going through your body, encompassing your whole body, and down to the center of the earth, a pillar of light of electric blue color. And by visualizing that pillar of light, you are connecting with the galactic central sun. And now begin to visualize the non-physical light forces removing all the negative entities from the etheric and astral planes. Visualize them removing all the reptilians, all the archons, all their negative technologies, whatever they have is being removed right at this moment. And you can visualize and experience the vibration of the astral plane and etheric plane getting lighter and brighter, more and more light pouring in, until the whole astral plane and etheric plane, all non-physical planes, are transformed into pure light essence. And now you can call and invoke and invite all positive beings, all ascended masters and angels and spiritual guides, all beings of light, to inhabit the non-physical planes. You can visualize them coming and staying there forever. And you can visualize now the physical part of this process. You can visualize the positive civil authority arresting all members of the cabal, all members of the controlling forces. And you can surrender all those members of the cabal surrendering peacefully or being arrested peacefully and smoothly without opposition. And you can visualize the world finally being free from all slavery, from all control, all financial manipulation. And you can visualize the physical world, the physical aspect of our planet, being finally free, a new society being born, with fair financial system, with new technologies, with healing for everybody, and with every human being able to live with every other human being in harmony, with all wounds from the past being healed, and every human being contacted from the source, connected with his own soul and all other beings of light. You can visualize our species as a whole, finally entering the golden age. And you can hold that picture for a few moments, as we're doing this together right now. And now, as a collective, we can make a decision right now, in this moment, that this will become reality. Unconditional, absolute decision for the planetary liberation as soon as possible, in as smooth way as possible. And so it is, and so be it.
Thank you. Thank you, Cobra. That was that is Cobra leading us in a guided light meditation that is part of the activation of the total body, in a way, the unification of the light bodies with the physical bodies, with the higher consciousness bodies. And I would say an important element, just from my own studies, is the activation of our creative imagination, the creative potential that lies in each one of us through the arts, and whatever way we can express that form of creativity will add to the revolution and the renaissance that is coming to the planet. So I also want to say that Cobra will be, if you go to his website, Portal 2012, you will see that coming up on November 23rd to the 25th, he'll be in Laguna Beach. That's 2012. And then he'll be in St. Martin. Then it looks like a trip to Egypt, new COBRA 2012 portal in Egypt, and that's all on this website, portal 2012. So it is very exciting times. In a way, it seems like somehow nothing's going to be the same after December 21st, 2012, and this is a date that has been predicted. I mean, of course, yes, we'll have things continue the way it looks, but I think the shift in awareness will already have made a contact within the collective consciousness. So this meditation COBRA is one way, and maybe what do you think about the act of creativity and arts as far as fitting into a new humanity?
Yeah, part of Operation Dreamland is to bring the new ideas into the mainstream movies because they have a great impact on a human psyche. So those new ideas will slowly begin to get to human masses and they will begin to respond.
And I think, well, what I see as happening is as this super galactic wave hits us, more parts of our brain that have been either shielded or shut down or just been laying dormant will start to be activated. And with that, our awareness overall will be renewed. And so we'll have an awareness of the time-space continuum in a way. And is that somehow connected to the healing of the timelines, you feel? Can you talk about that?
Yes, there is actually a project I'm involved with the Pleiadians to heal the timelines. And as we are getting closer to December 21st, there are less and less potential negative timelines. And we have one very strong positive timeline and a few minor negative ones. And they are being erased day by day, until only the positive future remains. So after December 21st, the only potential future will be a good one for humanity. And this is actually one important aspect of the transformation process. And on December 21st, our group in Egypt will anchor this new energy inside the Great Pyramid. And of course, all of you are invited to join us and assist in this process. And as Alan has said, there is info about this in my blog. If you go on the right side, there are links you can click and you get informed about all that. And you can actually actively participate in this transformation, in healing the timelines and actually being there at the moment of the convergence of all the timelines.
But let me ask you another question, because, you know, a lot of people listening to you or found out about you, listening to my program or even BBS radio, they are aware of something going on, but there's so many people that are sitting at home drinking beer, watching the football game, that don't really care, and they don't even know there is a veil over their consciousness. So it's how do we get to those people? How do they start to become activated?
This is precisely the goal of Operation Dreamland, to reach them through the movies, because most of those people who watch football and drink beer, from time to time, they also watch movies. Mm-hmm. And with movies that will plant the seeds of this new consciousness, but will be mainstream enough, you can reach the masses. And of course, after the event, after the physical changes start, everybody will be extremely interested in those things because they will see the world changing before their very eyes.
Can you then also talk about what it will look like as we interact with the ET races, what that will seem like, look like?
So first, there will be unofficial contact between first the Pleiadian race, because they are very similar to humanity, and they will contact some selected individuals. And those individuals will then speak through the mass media about their experience and will be able to bring evidence. And this is one aspect of preparation. The other aspect is that after the event, all suppressed government files and evidence about ET contact will be released through the mass media. And all this will prepare humanity for the real contact. Mm. And after the contact happens, of course, it will be gradual, because otherwise there will be too much shock for humanity. But that contact will be a big spiritual guiding force for humanity. And each human being will be able to take part of this. even those who are now completely asleep and have no interest in those things. When they will see a UFO, believe me, they will be very interested. They will want to know what's going on and will want to take part of this.
Would you say then this is the awakening of a fifth dimension or the ascension? Can you talk a little bit about what many have called the ascension? I call it the shift in vibration, but what do you call it and how is it operating?
Okay, ascension is actually a culmination of transformation of consciousness. It is an actual transition from the third to the fifth dimension. So ascension is a process in which you slowly, through your own spiritual growth, through your own contact with the soul and with the source, transform yourself into a pure being of light. And this is something that will happen to many of us in the future, very soon in the future. So it is a process that is happening inside with your own effort and is being supported by all the light forces. So as within, so without.
And then what is happening to the earth itself as a planet, as a being, as a conscious entity?
Yes, earth itself is also transforming because it is raising its vibration. It is finally being freed from all the darkness, and which was also suppressing the earth. And earth as a living being, as a conscious being, is also going through her own ascension process. And this, of course, sometimes triggers a little bit of a physical changes. Some weather patterns which are being changed are part of that process.
Uh-huh. So, okay, I mean, we can, okay, I get all that. And it's everything most people have been, or people have been aware, have been anticipating. And you also work with some tools, it seems like. Just mention some of the tools like crystals that can assist us in this process, okay?
Yes, of course, crystals are a tool we can use. There are many other ones. There are actually also more advanced technologies that I use to trigger certain changes. And those technologies were given to me by the Pleiadians a long time ago. And I use those in combination with some other things, with the projects of healing the timelines and with the project of activating the light grid around the planet. And you might say there is a certain energetic grid which has been taken by the dark forces in the past, and now we are reclaiming it back again. And one of the many purposes of my conferences is to reclaim back that grid, to reclaim each point again to become a point of light. And we are going to do this weekend in Laguna Beach, as we have done in some other places. And it was always very successful and beyond expectations, because a dedicated group of beings can do so much more than an individual. And we can bring so much more light to this planet if we do it in a physical group. So this is part of the things that can happen. And of course, there are many, many other people doing the same thing in their own way around the world. And this is actually transforming the world. And it's one of the reasons that has removed the possibility of any nuclear exchange. So the Third World War will not happen. Also partially thanks to all beings, all human light workers that have been anchoring the light on the planet in the past few decades.
And now just talk about what will be happening for you in Egypt on December 21st. Talk about that whole portal opening.
Yeah, we will be doing our activation in the King's Chamber inside the Great Pyramid. And this will be one of the major focal points for the planet, for the light wave that will hit the planet on December 21st. And the group will be the physical anchor for that wave of light, as well as many other people around the planet. We will be actually consciously creating a grid that will encompass the whole planet and will be able to absorb that light. And again, more people that are present on those various locations around the world, if we reach the critical mass, then the quantum leap will be greater. Then we can reach towards a greater change. There are aspects of this that I'm not allowed to speak about yet, but after December 5th, you will be able to read on my blog. I will release part of the intel for the situation on December 21st.
Well, and I'm going to be at the pyramid of Kukulcan in Chichen Itza with a bunch of other, with J.J. Hertog and the Keys of Enoch, and lots of other people will be gathering there and doing meditations. And if you want to know about that, you can go to Cancun 2012, look at that. There's also the Synthesis 2012 people will be down there. There's also a group in Tulum, Mexico that are forming. So everywhere around the planet, there are people coming together. There's also the Barbara Marks Hubbard networking on December 22nd. That's called Birth 2012. And she and her organization of the Shift Network will be then they will be connecting pods of people that will be channeling streams to a central location on the internet for Birthing 2012. So it's very exciting times all over the world as a kind of a collective awakening that's been planned. And why do you think the Mayans, Cobra, had that insight into this particular time?
It is very simply because they were in conscious contact with the Pleiadians, and the Pleiadians gave them astronomical knowledge about calendars and about cosmic cycles. Mm-hmm. And because of that knowledge, they were able to predict the returning of the white gods. And of course, those white gods that came in 1519 were not gods, but Western men. Mm-hmm. But again, they have predicted certain other things that will happen on December 21st as the next phase of that cycle. And Mayans were very deeply connected with the cosmos and very deeply connected with the Pleiadian race. And they knew that certain things will happen in our time.
And as well as the Great Pyramids of Egypt were also connected to the Pleiadian race. Supposedly, originally, there were the outer casing stones on the Great Pyramid, which was white alabaster. And within coated in that alabaster was a writing that was probably Pleiadian, I would say. So the Pleiadians have been a big influence on the advanced civilizations that have created great monuments here on this planet. And now they return, yes.
Yes, actually the Great Pyramids in Egypt were built about 10,500 years ago, or shall say 10,500 years BC, actually, just before the final sinking of Atlantis. And yes, there was a strong Pleiadian influence, and those pyramids were built as initiation centers and also as big energy transformators for the energy grid.
So now it comes down to this point in history. In a way, it feels like the sands in an hourglass are all being like compressed right to this point. It's very exciting, and I know, you know, you're doing your job and all that, but how do you feel about this time? Because you're still human. How do you personally feel?
Yes, of course I'm still human. I'm actually a Pleiadian, a human body, and I have human emotions, human, mm-hmm. Also human needs are like every other human being. I have to sleep, I have to eat and all that. Mm-hmm. But yes, as many other beings, I feel that quickening, that acceleration. And actually my days are getting shorter. There is so much going on in so little time. So it's a very exciting time for me personally also, a time of great expectation, a great excitement, of great possibilities.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you after it all happens, after the whole thing starts its motion. It's like, you know, it feels like a big boulder in a sense that needs a lot of effort to be pushed. But then once that thing starts to pick up momentum, it starts to gain speed and more speed. So we're in this final push in a way for this activation of our planetary consciousness. And it is, I mean, I'm very excited about the possibilities. I think we've sunk as far into darkness and density and oppression and ignorance that we could probably go as a three-dimensional race. And, you know, what's coming now is an awakening, an upliftment, the removing of the veil. So I know people like Cobra and my next guest, who I'll be talking to afterward, Deborah Peach, has been working a long time on this. So is there any, like, final words and messages or downloads you'd like to give us right now, Cobra?
Yes, I would like to just say something. It is a time of great opportunity. Don't waste it. Make your choices. Do whatever you can to support the light. Be present, especially for November 21st. For the 11/11 activation, and this might be one of the most important months in your life, the month that is coming. So be with us.
November 22nd, right, you said?
November 22nd, November 22nd, 3 a.m. California time, 6 a.m. New York time. 3:11, 6:11 in the morning is the exact moment for the activation. You have all the details in my blog and also on Solara's website.
Great. So everyone tune in on that moment, because that's going to be a planetary worldwide awakening. And go to portal2012.org. Look for the latest contacts with Cobra. I've been talking to Cobra, who is has been a part of the liberation of planet Earth. And this is the time that everyone's been talking about, even though they haven't actually known what they've been talking about. But this is it. And it's very exciting. Is that anything else? Because I know you're busy and you got to go. So thank you, Cobra. Anything else you'd like to say just before we sign off?
Yeah, I would like to thank everybody who has done anything for the light, because every individual counts. And whatever have you done, whatever meditations, whatever decisions, whatever physical actions for the light, for the planetary liberation, I thank you now, everybody. And again, thank you for inviting me to the show.
Thank you. It's great to know that someone has kept such a conscious focus on what's possible. So this is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. I've been talking to Cobra. If you stay tuned, we're going to be picking up this conversation or commenting and bringing it to another level with some other information. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. This is New Realities on BBS Radio, and we'll be right back. Sorry for the voice modulations, because Cobra prefers his voice disguised, and we didn't have enough turnaround time from that interview in order to isolate my voice. But that is the latest from this, what's been called the underground resistance movement in freeing the planet from the dogmatic hole that we've been part of. And I have on the line live is Deborah Peach. Are you there with me, Deborah?
Hi, Alan. I'm here.
Okay. Now, you introduced me to Cobra. Now, you can give a little more background about, because you've been more familiar with his material. Can you go into some of the more detailed significance of what he's talking about? And then we'll talk about your work as well. But let's say, how did you find him, first of all, and give me some more background if you can.
Absolutely. Okay, so so my background is the entertainment industry, and I've also been activated as an activator, and I'm telepathic and get very detailed information and work with the ascended masters in the angelic realm and other beings of light in a very different and kind of unique way than a lot of people who quote-unquote channel information, et cetera. In addition to the private sessions that I do and the group work that I do, I also am strategizing for the activation and anchoring of this new timeline that now people are starting to refer to as the timeline 3, and I call it Timeline of Light. And so I launched a TV show back in this summer called Wake Up Shift is Happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to interrupt you for 1 second, because I think there's a lot of people listening now who want specifically, and we'll get to your stuff, the Cobra information.
No, I'm going to talk to you about Cobra.
Okay, good. Okay.
Because when he started putting his stuff out, I just needed to give some background as to why I was even attracted to his information.
Okay.
So when he started putting his blog out earlier this year, he was talking about some different things that most people haven't really talked about or have been received by a substantial amount of people. And I'm specifically referring to when he came out with the information regarding the beings that he refers to as the Archons. This is because we're living in a multidimensional existence that most people don't really, really acknowledge. We have not acknowledged that on a mass, at any stretch of the imagination, in a mass way. And so when Cobra came out with that information, he got people's attention, because not only was he talking about meditation and things like that, he also was talking about how these beings really interrupt our day-to-day life in ways that a lot of us do not even understand, I think, still, or fully acknowledge still. And so I was attracted to his information because it was definitely in alignment with the information and my own experiences of these less than light energies that definitely thwart, and the guidance I've gotten, free will.
Well, what was it that you were specifically getting that hooked up with specifically? What were you?
Okay. All right. So are you talking about in regards to these quote unquote archon?
Yes, because that's what first got you connected. Yeah.
Right. So this is something I think that a lot of people can identify with. There's a couple of different layers and levels. And in our personal lives, many of us have, especially those of us that have been more proactively in our awakening journey and really anchoring and bringing in more light consciously, et cetera, have had experiences for years with things kind of not aligning and being thwarted, and especially around money and health. And those are the two areas that these energies work to, it sounds crazy at times, but that these energies work to really kind of slow the process down of light beings activating, as well as having a graceful ease and easy flow of life in general. And
yeah, so what were you getting that was, I mean, as far as like working with these energies in order to correct that imbalance?
Okay, so the thing, it took me a couple of years, quite honestly, working telepathically with the Ascended Masters in the angelic realm. But I finally broke the code with that. And a big piece of this is that, and I refer to it as living from your empowered and activated I Am presence, and taking full ownership of your energy field and sovereignty of your beingness. And this is an energy pattern and frequency that we're all code carriers, and we have to some degree. Not only are our DNA transforming, but we also are coded. We're coded for I am. We're coded for the I am that I am. I am love. I am light. And so when you can, when you activate this, and that natural transformation, that natural alchemical transformation has been thwarted as well through things like what Cobra was talking about in regards to the beings that have really been working against society on a mass level and controlling the banking. And, you know, it sounds crazy at times, and you can really start to think, oh, that's all about a conspiracy and things like that. But then, of course, as you know, with the movie Thrive and with Kimberly and Foster, they've done it.
Yes. Deborah, are you there with us? I think I just lost Deborah.
So,
okay, go ahead.
Ken, with the experiences with this, it's an absolutely imperative as a foundational tool at this point in our timeline and at this point in our existence to become completely committed to clearing our field and being in our activated I Am presence, so that these energies are my guides and I refer to now as becoming untouchable.
Right. Now we'll go into an activation. Maybe you'll lead us through something a little later. I just want a few more details about Cobra. I mean, and a couple of things he said in the conference I attended in New York is that there's at least 20, did he say 20 million light workers involved in what's been called the resistance? Can you talk? I didn't really talk to him in my interview about the resistance, but what do you know about this resistance movement for the light? I mean, of the light.
Okay. Well, there's a couple aspects with this, and I don't quite honestly know about a quote unquote resistance movement. One of the things that he refers to as the resistance movement is the Agarthian network, which is the network of inner earth beings and beings of higher dimensional frequencies that are very much working with us to liberate this planet from the enslavement matrix, is what I refer to it as. So there's a couple, see, and I, to me, quite honestly, I don't like referring. I don't prefer referring to the resistance movement because it, to me, it disempowers people from awakening. That
well, for me, it just means that there are people who understand that there's this veil of consciousness over us that has kept us enslaved to a very dogmatic way of thinking that separated us from our own spirit power. And so there was an awakened population that said, no, we need to take back who we are as divine beings. And you can call that resistance or whatever you want to call it, but that's what I get he's talking about.
Okay, I mean, I absolutely agree with everything you just said. I want to make a distinction here. What I'm referring to is that there is some sort of cavalry that is not us. That we are here awakening to our and through our soul remembrance, and that we are, as we unify, that we are the ones that are going to anchor as conduits. And conduits and anchor this new paradigm, that there's not like a group of people or a group of beings that are going to come in and save the day.
Yes, I agree. It's up to us, but I do think we do have help, and I do think there is a civilization inside the earth, to call it Argatha or the inner earth, that have been waiting for our awakenings, and I think there are beings in the multidimensional spheres that are also pulling us up. So it is up to us to do the heavy lifting, but
exactly.
You know, we are definitely getting assisted and rooted on, but it's like each person has to make that choice for themselves where they put their intention. Will it be to feed the matrix or to free themselves from the matrix?
Absolutely. And the thing about Cobra is, and he and I actually talk on a pretty regular basis and are now working together, and I'll talk about that in a bit, but I want to be very clear. The reason I even had Cobra on my show is because of the things that he was putting out was completely in alignment with what I've experienced, as well as the detailed information that I've gotten with the beings of light. Let's just refer to all of these non-physical beings as beings of light. And I have a very, and it's important. I want to just say this, Alan. It's absolutely imperative and important for people to make the distinction between the beings that they're communicating with and allowing in their field through the beings of light, and what their high and what is in their highest good for what types of beings to be in their field. Do you understand what you know what I mean?
I don't. Why? So we have to make a distinction between what exactly the two.
So when you okay, so what? Like I said, one of the reasons that I even had Cobra on the show and why we've developed a relationship is because the information that we have is pretty much identical, and that it was, and part of this is what's important about all of this is to be very clear about. That we're living in a multidimensional existence, and that there's energies that are less than light energies, as well as energies that are of higher vibration. And that it's important for people to take ownership, to take proactive measures and tools in order to basically clear their field of these less than light energies.
Okay. Okay. No, I get that. Well, why don't you give us a little download? I mean, if you don't mind, if you can tap into something that will start to plant seeds. I mean, people listening to us now have probably just listened to the Cobra interview. Sorry about the distortion in the voices again, because we sounded like two aliens. But now they're ready. They're right. But they're ready, and they, in a way, just listening to that information is already an activation. And I know you get downloads, and so does Cobra, which is, you know, how he, I guess, accesses those levels of consciousness. So why don't you give us a little activation download to kind of bring us up into alignment with all that, if you want to.
All right. Well, when you said activation download, so honestly, the thing is, I hardly ever refer to information that the way that I get it anymore as downloads. But that is definitely something that comes, that is something that I think a lot of people, we are all experiencing downloads if we're allowing them to come in. There's you're using the word activation, and I'd love to actually talk about that a bit.
Yeah, do please, because I think that's really what COBRA is wanting people to get, that it's our time now. When, like you said, it's our time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the activation aspect of our journey has been very understated, and that one of the things that is important and the aspects of this journey for people to have some awareness about and research or to have some understanding about is that we're alchemical electromagnetic beings of light, our light. And at this time, since the planet is moving into the photon belt and moving into a higher frequencies and the light grid activating, that there's an alchemical transformational process that's occurring. And the challenge that we've been experiencing, and I think that COBRA talked about, did he mention the word timeline? I can't remember.
I brought that up, and he says we are coming down to one timeline. We've healed the other timelines, and we're now kind of, what I get the sense is we're on right track. But could you also explain what timelines are a little bit?
Yeah, and it's very interesting because I've never researched any of this. All this has just come through the telepathic communication that I've been receiving, and to support and prepare people through this for this transition. The timelines we've been living in have been unexpectedly manipulated and altered, the time-space continuum. The people, the beings that have really been kind of controlling this planet, and what my guides referred to it as a couple years ago is that they've basically been like a child playing with gasoline and matches. And if you know anything about the Philadelphia experiment, that was like one of the times where they really damaged the time-space continuum. Mm-hmm. So there's things that are very sci-fi that are almost beyond what people would even think are could be happening, that actually I do believe are happening and have happened. And we've had some, especially since 9/11, we've had some pretty significant timeline manipulation where it's altered our lives significantly, from taking us down what I refer to as the descension or the deception reality. And that this was in 2001, a time where we were meant to go into the ascension matrix. And for 12 years, 12 zodiac signs, 12 DNA strands all activating simultaneously, not simultaneously, but preparing for this final 12 years of the Mayan calendar, which is the many prophecies at this coming up here in December. And I know you guys talked about that, and I'm very involved with the global broadcast and some of the different events happening on the planet as well. We can talk about that later. But that the times that we've been experiencing, especially since 9/11, and then again in 2005, there was a significant shift and altering of the timeline. So let me give us some specifics. If you have experienced, let's just talk about 9/11. We've been living in a very high level of fear and survival since the 9/11 experience, which has taken us to a much lower vibration than what was quote unquote intended or was kind of written as part of the game plan. And what my guys have said is that, you know, at this time we were meant to be at such a high vibration of love and creating modern day miracles, and many more people awake and aware of their soul and their soul remembrance. And so And with the whole 2001 and the 9/11 thing, one of the biggest aspects of that was the money that was meant to be redistributed as the global settlements that has that ties in with Saint Germain and all of the humanitarian projects that were meant to be greenlit and greenlighted at that time, basically were kiboshed. And so there's many, many things that have not been able to flourish and thrive, including our individual lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Cobra was talking about the all the banking and everything, I think it's almost like when you really look at where we are and how many people are in complete survival, we know that we are the creators of our reality. And so one of the challenges that this whole deception and dissension reality has created in that, in the timelines that we've been existing in, because there's a new timeline, which I'll talk about that in a second, it's been very challenging for the people that we, that refer to themselves as light workers and the people that have a knowingness that we create our reality. Because a lot of us, Alan, I think you can, you know, you probably have people around you that can relate to this as well, is we look at our day-to-day struggle and challenges and we're not thriving. And we, and many light workers have been like, okay, well, if I create my reality, how did I create this reality?
So what do you say to those people?
Okay, so that's where I'm going to tie it back into these energies. The Cobra refers to as the archons. I refer to them as less than light energies. And that the multidimensional aspect of all of this is that there have been energies that have worked to negate free will as well as interfere with the universal laws and the cosmic laws that were meant to very easily be able to create our reality as we awaken. So when I, and any time I talk to a light worker about this, they go, oh my gosh, this so makes sense, because so many people are not willing, we don't want to be victims, right? We don't absolutely want to be victims to anything outside of ourselves. So we're kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place when you are not aware of these less than light energies that have really actually worked very significantly to thwart free will and our sovereignty and our ability to co-create with universal laws.
But so how do we heal that? I mean, what is the key there? Okay, so where do we go?
Okay, so back to what I was referring to as, so what I do, okay, let me go back to the activations, because there's tools that I offer people and through the activation of the I Am Presence. So so I've been activated as an activator. My activation started in 2004. I didn't really quite understand all of it, and it took me a while to really work with my the guides and my higher self to, as this energy comes through, because it's a very high vibration frequency. My mouth moves really fast, and now I've been taught how to work with sacred geometry and the chakras and the grid of the planet, as well as our morphic fields and all sorts of things, and our holographic fields. And so when we are activated, when our I Am Presence codes and programs are activated, we can shift into a frequency and vibration that is, we are able to sustain. That's the key. That's another key, is that with all this fear and survival, it's almost impossible or very difficult, shall we say, to sustain the love and light frequency and joy, especially, and excitement. Mm-hmm. Because when we're in the like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills in 2 weeks? How am I going to, you know, do this? How am I going to do that? And, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, let's do it. Should we jump into it?
Before we do, yeah, I would love to, but before we do, because it's you've experienced it.
Yeah,
I think it's really important for people to understand the alchemy. So we are meant to, as, and the only way I can really fully describe this for people to really get the picture of this, and it's the best thing, is the caterpillar. the caterpillar going into the cocoon, into the butterfly. So if we just take a moment and really allow this to integrate. So here we have a caterpillar chomping on the leaf on a branch, hanging out, and he has the innate intelligence that it's going to go and create a cocoon. But when you really think about it, that caterpillar has absolutely no idea that it's going to go into a state of liquefaction, 100% DNA transformation, right?
Are we at that state? You're feeling
yes.
Like we're going to get to that. We are in a meltdown state, you're saying.
We are in a meltdown stage.
Okay.
And see, here's the challenge, is that over the last 10 or 11 years, we were meant to, because the alchemy of these activations is very much set off, meant to have set off naturally through high vibration, love and joy and excitement and living abundantly. And that alchemical transformation has been thwarted. So many of us have been living almost in stagnation and even isolation. And that's created a whole other domino effect where we haven't been hooking up with our sacred partners. Like, how many light workers do you know that are single? I know a lot.
Right. I was looking for my sacred partner. Actually. Okay. So where do we go? Is there dating site, Sacred Partners.
Yeah.
But no, let's go there. Let's jump into the activation.
Yeah.
And unite.
Okay, but here's, if you don't mind, I think.
No, please, go ahead,
more.
No.
Okay, there's just so much more science this for people to really understand, because even our thoughts, like when we have the willingness and we say yes to something that is in alignment with our soul agreements and our soul remembrance, that actually sets off an alchemical reaction and response in your brain and your body, okay? And this is important for people to really get this right now, because so many of us have been living in isolation and haven't been wanting to, you know, be engaged and igniting and whatnot. And so that's one thing to be aware of. The other thing is, our pineal glands are very important in this alchemical transformation. And that is why, and the pineal gland is, some people may already know this. Many people already know this. I shouldn't even say some. And some others may not. So I always, always want to bring this into the conversation. So the pineal gland, which is often, it's also represented as the pine cone, which is also interesting when you start to research this. The Vatican has a huge pine cone. And when you start to see the symbology, and you've done shows about this, Alan, so your audience knows, it's like there's so much symbology and the religions and the banking and the different things that have used this symbology and basically hidden it from the quote-unquote common people.
Well, it's not just symbology. There's a morphic resonance. I just interviewed Rupert Sheldrake last week, and he talks about when things are aligned in a certain shape, they resonate. There's a resonance. So if you
right.
use something, if we use something that looks like a pine, or that is a pine, like our pineal gland does look like a pine cone, by using the pine cone and manipulating that field, it can actually influence the fields of our own pineal gland. So that's the whole manipulation of symbology.
Absolutely. And there's things within the water, like the fluoride and the food. And so that's why it's important to pay attention to, as we're awake, pay attention to all of the different ways that can be used as vehicles to shut us down. And that's
well, like GMOs, I think, are the worst way. I mean, that is like real warfare with our DNA. When you're eating something that's been genetically modified by some technology, that's interfering with the strands of potential that can be activated within our DNA. That's a real suppression of the 12 strands of DNA that have yet to come online.
Exactly. Exactly.
So GMOs are the last defense of the cabal to stop our evolution, and we must be really conscious of how much GMOs have infiltrated our food supply. I mean, it's drastic. It's really drastic, and it's really important.
It is drastic, and it's kind of like we're living in a level of insanity, honestly.
It's warfare. That's why calling it a resistance movement makes perfect sense, because we need to be resisting the corporate takeover of our souls, you know? Those that are listening and the work you're doing, a lot of light work, is we're woken up, but, you know, it's in a way, it's a battle that to maintain consciousness.
And that is actually why Cobra and I and you and some other people, I just put the post on my website in the last couple hours. I'm launching a project, umbrella called Beings of Light Unite, Unified Field. And this is what we are creating out in the open as for people to come together. There's several things that are going to occur underneath that, which includes the preparation for the 3 days of light, which is the December 21 through 23, 21 days of a TV and radio show, all sorts of different things. But what you're referring to is that it's time for us to unify. And those of us that are either wherever we are in our awakened journey, and that the activations that I bring forth, it's actually quite visceral and quite potent energy. And people have substantial shifts immediately because it creates a domino effect of this alchemical journey. It's like we're like rubber bands that have been stretched back so far. And that natural alchemical process that was meant to occur for us to move into our natural telepathic communication and multidimensional existence, it's ready to pop. And so,
well, it's ready to pop. It's 11:11 right now in New York City. It's 11:11 Gateway right now, so maybe we should pop through the
vortex. Do you want me to do an activation?
Could you? Because you're building it. I mean, it sounds great. It sounds very exciting. So let's do it.
Okay. So normally after these activations, I don't like to there's a lot to integrate. Well, I'm just going to do a mini. A mini I Am Presence activation because – let me just share a little bit more. What occurs 9.5 times out of 10 is a very visceral shift and an ongoing domino effect that sets off this chain reaction. And it's very common for my clients to call me and go like, oh my God, I've never experienced anything like this. You know, even a couple days later, I'm not patting myself on the back. I just get to be the conduit for it. And because we're all ready to pop, and I refer to it like, it's like popping a zit. Because what happens is this high vibration energy begins to add this activation process that's been waiting and waiting. It's like we've been in the cocoon, waiting to come out of the cocoon and become these butterflies. And so we're in this place of readiness. And so once this activation process begins, and that's why I'm only going to do a mini right now, because when I do a full Monty and things like that, it's quite a shift. And so
Wait. So when you do the full process, people have amazing – well, you don't want to do that now so people can have transformation?
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
So let me just give you an example. So the fifth episode of my TV show, I did it about Saint Germain, his existence on the planet, leading into the I Am Presence and explaining about alchemy a bit. And then I did my first public activation, which was a pineal activation. And it is very common for me to get emails and people responding from going back to seeing that show, that they have their third eyes pop. And they start having, you know, experiences with their sight opening and things like that. So there's tools that we need to learn. This is like learning a new language. And actually, let me just tell you, one of the things that's been coming in quite a bit lately is the experience of a mermaid living in the water all their life, and then they come to land. That's what we're experiencing right now as we become multidimensional. We're learning new ways of being. A mermaid has to learn how to walk on the land, breathe the air. And that is what we're, as we really become multidimensional and telepathic, and you're able to tune in and to get that clear communication that is like talking on the phone with somebody. So there's different things, there's different tools that we need to learn. Also, the other thing is we've been so traumatized that what happens with these activations is that it acts like a jackhammer. Like the light is very potent, the light frequency is very potent. And what it does is it pushes to the surface. This is why I also refer to it as kind of popping, is that it pushes to the surface a lot of the programs that aren't serving us, the trauma, the emotional pockets that we're holding in our emotional bodies. And that's necessary for us to clear that stuff out. So if any of you, so Alan, if you're feeling a day, you have like an emotional day where, you know, you might even be feeling weepy or sobbing or, you know, not just you, but anybody, it's absolutely imperative for us to allow that stuff to come to the surface. Because as we're activating our light bodies, we aren't able to hold those low vibration fears.
But so what's wrong with having? I mean, I know you don't want to go through the whole thing, but I think that's important to have that now, because this is the hour. This is the 12th hour. I mean, this is it. We're coming down to the wire.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. Give me a second, because I'm going to tune into my guides. I ask for guidance on everything. Anybody who knows me, it's like I will tune in. What's in highest divine truth in this moment?
Okay, because we're going live now on BBS Radio, and people are listening all over the world to this broadcast, this activation. So just to tell you that, yeah.
All right, so let me just share how this is another way for people to also utilize their tools to become telepathic. Let me share this first, okay? Mm-hmm. So one of the first thing is the tools to engage with are learning how to clear your energy field, and that's like imperative. So there's stuff I have, there's like products I have on my website, audio products that walk you through it and give you the verbiage and the energy field and frequency of that. That's one thing. Another thing is to become more telepathic and engaging with our higher selves as well as our guides. It's important to be able to get into our inner stillness and to get into a receiving mode and ask on a daily, regular basis, what is in my highest divine truth?
I would say that's more important now than ever. People have always been taught to meditate, but now, because of the shift in frequencies, we can actually modulate the inner change of our vibrational field. We actually can go in and notice the depth of clarity that will take us even deeper at this time.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. Right. And you mentioned the word meditation. It's kind of interesting and funny because I've never considered myself a quote unquote meditator. Although I've used the word, oh, I'm going to go meditate. Quite honestly, most of the time, if I'm going to go into that mode, which I do on a, you know, kind of 24/7 traversing between dimensions, I will refer to it as I'm going to go into tuning in. And the meditation part, I think that it's a great opportunity for people to move into, whether it's meditation. See, because here's the other thing. Like, when, Alan, like, I don't know, were you taught how to meditate? Just out of curiosity.
Well, actually not. No, I never actually. I taught myself to meditate. I have to say, I don't mean to brag, at 3 years old, because I couldn't fall asleep, and I kept just looking straight ahead with my eyes closed, and I had this white light experience, like, you know, really, really young. And that was like, wow, there's something here, though. Something inside me that's just as infinite as what's outside of me. And, you know, it took me a long time to put that into words, but yeah, no one ever taught me how to meditate.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So, and I think it's our natural state. I think, we actually, if we're allowed to be with ourselves, we'll realize there, there is this infinite world inside of us. So, yeah, there's all traditions on meditation and mantras and all, but yeah, I don't think we actually have to be taught.
So, and even just the word meditation, I think there's different things. The one thing I just would like to say in regards to that, in regards to meditation and meditating, is that I think that there's been certain teachings that teach people that they're to go outside of their body and to explore or not to be present. The thing that I think is most important for us right now is to actually be present in our body and to be present in a way that as we activate, this is important. We are here to activate this light body, this physical vessel, to allow to higher vibration frequencies, to allow our higher self, our fifth, sixth, seventh, and beyond higher self to step down mm-hmm. into this physical expression.
Well, that's exactly what Paul Selig, who's someone I introduced you to, this guy and his guides say, it's the time of embodiment, incarnation, embodiment. You can't ascend unless you're in the body to ascend it. You can't ascend from outside the body. You have to be embodied in order to raise the frequency of the body. So he says, his guides say, yeah, this is the time of embodiment, and there's more available to us to be embodied beings because consciousness is expanded more, and we can fill up the DNA frequencies with consciousness. I mean, I'm saying this, he's not saying this, but we can activate our DNA, which is our embodiment, with a greater fulfillment of consciousness. But his guides also said, when I asked them, well, what about this big event? He says, you are the event. We are the event that's happening.
Right, exactly.
That's the big event. There's nothing happening out there. We are the event, and that's what's right. going to be come online is as this frequency starts to amp our physical body and we start to kind of go on that ride as embodied incarnational beings. So that's where we're at.
Absolutely. I agree with that. This is an individual, and that it's an absolute individual universal experience, as well as that is why it's important for us to unify with each other, because as we unify with the beings that are proactively activating their fifth dimensional frequencies, light bodies, consciousness, etc., this is how we now anchor this other timeline. Mm. And we were just talking about that. I refer to it, and I've been working with the beings since earlier this year, because the other two timelines have been so manipulated to resurrect a third timeline that will allow us to exist in full free will with the universal laws that we are meant to be here experiencing. That's our birthright.
And we're going to get to the activation, but let me just ask you what the timeline, what are the other two timelines? Are they taking us down into like a downward spiral? Is that what you're saying, these timelines?
The timeline that we have been living in since and existed and experiencing since 9/11 specifically is, and it started back in the 40s and with all of the different things that whatever agreements were made with multidimensional beings and et cetera. But specifically since 9/11, it really shifted our reality and experience. So as I said before, I refer to that as the deception or the descension reality. And what we've been experiencing now is, yeah, it's been a downward spiral. Now, in the last year and a half, there has been some relief because many more people are awakening to the illusion. And the illusion that what you were referring to is the veil. So the wool being pulled, over so many people's eyes. Now, as more of us awaken, that illusion doesn't have a fabric in the matrix to hold, to be able to be held together. But there was some, what I got from my guides earlier this year is that there was so much manipulation and deception. It's that second timeline that was, if you, it's interesting because I just was getting, I just got some information regarding the, I read somebody's information. I don't really actually read anybody's information, but somebody just came out with a timeline article recently. And I think he's spot on. And
what did he say exactly?
That there's a third timeline and that the other two timelines have been corrupted and that the one that here's, so here are the details that I've been getting. Since October 10th, we finally, and I've been working with a unified field since June 5th to anchor and activate this timeline with these beings that I work with. Ascended masters such as Saint Germain and Metatron and Archangel Michael and other winged winds they're referred to and whatnot. So I got the word that October 10th, that the timeline was finally ready to be seeded, programmed, and to be activated and anchored. And so what was shown to me visually was, if you can just picture this, that if you've got two ladders propped against a house, and on the left side is the old timeline, and on the right side is the new timeline of light, and that we're literally moving our people, are moving through a three-tiered filtration system, is what they refer to it as, that weeds out deception and different aspects that have really infiltrated these other timelines. And that we're consciously moving and seeding the programs for this new timeline. Each of us are individually. And then the unification of everybody coming together will further anchor and activate that, which is what I'm doing with Beings of Light Unite, Unified Field. And that as we consciously choose, because now you're starting to hear more and more people say, we're at choice point. And we are. We're at choice point individually and collectively as a consciousness, as a mass consciousness. Collective consciousness. And that in this new timeline, those of us that know we create our reality will now again, with much more grace and ease, be in a vibration where we will be able to manifest and create our reality in much faster than what a lot of us have been experiencing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, it does. Well, everything's accelerating, and because thought is going to be richer in a sense, like we will be aware, like when I say multidimensional, I mean that our consciousness has the ability to be anywhere we direct it, and somehow that is going to be more accessible to us.
Right.
And so, yep. But people like Cobra, yourself, these activations are assisting us in getting a handle on the power of consciousness, let's call it that. And so that's why I was encouraging us to start in with an activation, see where we go as we increase the field.
All right. So here's what I'm just going to remind your listening audience. So when I bring this energy through, and I'm going to do an invocation, because I will create a field for everybody as individuals, as well as setting the foundation that everything being done is in for that individual's highest divine truth. So that as I bring this energy through, that intention is very clear. The other thing is, so my mouth moves really fast. Mm-hmm. And it sounds a little weird and odd, but...
Are you channeling in a sense, would you say?
No.
You're just shifting your vibration to access a higher realm or something.
Yeah, exactly. And because I've been through so many activations over the years, it's my field has increased very much. And so I'm able to be a conduit for this energy frequency and it not affect my day-to-day life. I can do a session with somebody and then go and get on the computer and work, do whatever I need to do. So,
okay, but people listening now, and I think they could prepare themselves for an acceleration of activation. So even the little bit we'll get will start to move things so it can come up to the surface, which is a good thing. You know, it's all good.
Now, as what I'm being guided to do right now is an I am through the heart chakra, the I am activation, as well as the pineal gland activation, and then I'll be if there's the other thing too is I'm going to pierce the veil from crown chakra up to fifth dimensional higher self, so that the bridging of that communication can begin occurring. So. The other thing is, and so let me just talk about that for a second. When we bridge our communication with our higher self, our fifth dimensional higher self at the very least, that the nighttime activity becomes different oftentimes. And what I mean by that is that what we experience is not just dreams and sleeping, but that doorway between the astral and your higher self as a tunnel opens. And so what becomes very common is the nighttime being a time of information coming through that is detailed and is meant to be anchored in this dimension. And it begins the communication process with your higher self, that tunnel, that bridge. The other thing is that, and it can be quite noticeable at first, and then it'll level off. And we also begin an up-leveling process through more activations that the alchemical process and journey can, you know, you'll continue to shift. And so the other thing, too, is that it's important for to be aware with this alchemical process and journey that it's to be proactive with your own relationship with your loving yourself. Okay.
And I think that is something a lot of teachers are saying is so important right now, to honor, respect, value our own divine presence. And somehow that is more important now than it's ever been.
Absolutely. So when I bring this energy through, I'm going to be activating that I am presence. And when I'm saying the words, I am love, I am light, what's important for the recipient to engage in is within their within themselves is that either saying it to themselves or thinking it is the same thing. I'm not saying it because I am love. I am saying it because I'm bringing it through to activate that program and that code, that codes that we hold.
Right, the I am presence, yes. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that as I'm saying it, that you, the listener, the recipient of this, if this resonates with you, then you should, then you engage with it in your own mind saying, I am love, I am love, I am love, because you are co-creating the activation of that program and that code.
Okay, great. So I'm excited. So anything we should do listening, anything that,
what I do is, I just ask people to get comfortable. This is a time to be in a receiving mode. And I'm going to walk us just through some breathing and connecting in with our inner stillness and inner knowingness. Okay. We ready?
I'm ready. And just, okay, we'll talk about the Cobra connection after. So we're ready. We're ready.
Okay. All right, so take a couple of deep breaths. As you close your eyes and connect in, take a couple of deep breaths at your own pace. And as you breathe, you're connecting in with the source of that breath, connecting in with the source of life that breath brings. Connecting in with the life force is being brought into your physical vessel, connecting in with your inner stillness, connecting in with your inner knowingness, allowing everything from the day, wherever you are in your day, just allowing everything to melt away, being present, Now also connect in with that precious being that you are. That precious being who oftentimes, so full of love, doesn't get acknowledged by yourself or others. And as you connect in with that precious being, really begin to acknowledge yourself with gratitude. Acknowledge yourself. Much of this journey has been quite arduous and challenging. Acknowledge yourself for whatever it has taken for you to be right here, right now. Whatever compassion, whatever courage, whatever strength, whatever fortitude, love, forgiveness, all of those aspects that have needed to be conjured up and called forth in order for you to be right here, right now. And feeling that love for yourself as you honor yourself. Now as we move into the invocation, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Creator, Creator, Source of all that is, calling forth our higher self, as well as all of the beings of light, the guides, the eight guardian angels, the ascended masters, the Elohim, Devic Kingdom, the angelic realm that are working with each of the people listening to this individually, as well as the collective soul group. And as we surround ourselves with a golden sphere of light and also an infinity symbol, I am on one end of the infinity symbol and you listening to this are as at the other end of the infinity symbol. We're surrounded by a golden sphere of light and we're going to activate a vortex. And as we begin this process, I call forth Archangel Michael and the Blue Flame Angels. And for my activated and empowered I Am presence, I command that all and any energies that are not in alignment with the highest divine truth of myself or anyone who is listening to this, everyone who is listening to this, any energies that are not in alignment from love and light frequencies of free will, sovereignty, soul remembrance, soul agreements, any energies that are not in alignment with the humanity's evolution or the ascension of Mother Earth, I command that they be completely clear, transformed, and transmuted in their highest and greatest potential in all time, space, continuums, and all dimensions now. And as we activate this vortex of love and light from our heart chakras and expand it through our upper chakras and expand it out to the eighth dimension, we're going to connect in with your higher self in each of these dimensions with at least just a nod hello, acknowledging that there's aspects of yourself in a higher dimension and that you are now open and available to begin that relationship. We're taking it, if you already are, taking it to another level. And as we reach the eighth dimension, we're going to spin this vortex in a counterclockwise direction like a propeller, allowing it to increase in velocity and frequency. And as we further expand it out to the 13th realm, the 13th dimension, connecting in with the all that is and the oneness consciousness, we are also commanding that all in any ritual, ceremony, or programs that are running that are not in alignment with free will, liberation, sovereignty of beingness, must be completely cleared and neutralized with love, light, and forgiveness in all time, space, continuums, and all dimensions. And as we cap this vortex at the 13th realm and the 13th dimension, we also bring our attention now back to our heart chakras in this dimension and bring this vortex down through our lower chakras, down and through Mother Earth, down into the crystalline grid, connecting in with the great central sun. And as we connect in with the crystalline grid, bringing online any DNA codes, any light codes, any soul remembrance codes on an individual basis, whatever is in highest divine truth for whoever is listening to this, that these codes be brought back online at this time. And as we bring our attention and this field, also grounding in the crystalline grid, grounding your energy with an X marks a spot with two infinity symbols, crisscrossing each other, grounding, coming back up through Mother Earth, connecting in with our heart chakras here. What we've just done is created a vortex connecting the as above, so below through the gateways of our hearts. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a phase one activation of a Merkaba, of your Merkaba. This is to bring you further into your holographic field and the your activated Merkaba. For each individual, whatever is the highest divine truth, calling forth their higher selves once again, allowing that to be clearly communicated, stated, and anchored. The heart chakra, allowing everything that's not in alignment with I am love. To be clear. Bracelet knees, Clearing everything that's not in alignment with I am love. Gently and easily, gracefully. Third eye. Activating the pineal gland, clearing everything is veiling. Pituitary, bring online, activation of the pineal and the whatever highest divine truth that you should make individual. How are you doing?
Wow. You know, it sounds, if I just go with the sound, I feel it vibrating right through my body. I feel the acceleration. I mean, it's just, if I just disconnect from my mind and just let myself have it, It's definitely an acceleration. Yeah, I feel it. Thank you. That is great.
Okay, there's one more. Do you want me to?
Sure. Please, okay. Go for it.
I'm just checking in.
No, I'm having a great time.
Okay, good. All right, so I've just activated the pineal phase one activation of the pineal and the pituitary. And what I'm going to do is expand crown chakra and then bridge fit to the fifth dimensional higher self. Mm-hmm. This will allow more light. We're complete.
Nice. I felt that drop in on the completion and boom, landed. So I won't ask you exactly what you did, but who are you connecting with in these processes? Like what beings, who's like working with you exactly? I mean, you know, Archangel Michael, I'm sure, but can you describe these beings and what's happening?
Well, so here's what I've come to understand and to be aware of is that as I've continued to up-level my own communication relationship and with my higher self, because I started back in 2005 is when I started meditating to invite my higher self into my body. Mm-hmm. And so I had some interesting experiences with that. And so I do have all these ascended masters and angelic realm and beings around me, and that this work is the work that my higher self is what I've been told. This is the work of my ninth dimensional higher self.
Mm-hmm. And so, this is where you're coming into unification with these other dimensional aspects of yourself, aren't you? Through
absolutely.
This work. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is when we really proactively engage with that relationship and then increase our vibration and frequency to allow that communication and that, and for us to be the expression of our higher dimensional selves is when this up leveling and acceleration, it takes off like crazy.
Mm. Right. So this is what's happening. And by activating this increased frequency, we are gaining access to these higher parts of ourselves. So,
and
the thing is, we're pulling it into the body to be embodied as that.
That's right.
You know, some people may say that's just, that whole thing just sounded ridiculous. It didn't. But if you would just feel it. It's a feeling. We have to get over what our minds, our conditioned minds, have been programmed to think and what our bodies are living to feel, you know? That's what it's about, living.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's why I take everybody through the process to get them into a comfortable place, hopefully, of receiving mm-hmm. and to allowing. And to get out of the mind, because our mind really is what separates us also, all the judgments and thoughts. And, you know, of course we have to be, you know, in our mind, and, you know, and make decisions and things. Well, quite honestly, let me rephrase that, because the way that I make have been for years now, I've been making decisions, a lot of my decisions is I tune in and I ask, what is in my highest divine truth in this situation? And even mundane things. Like, is it my highest divine truth to go to the grocery store right now or to go, you know, that's a kind of a silly example, but almost not. Do you know what I mean?
I totally get it. Yeah. I mean, you might meet someone in the grocery store at that moment or, you know, who knows the workings of these multidimensional aspects that are all, you know, even the mundane activities are moving us in a way in key places. Mm-hmm. You know?
And doorways, exactly.
Right, right. So you always have to ask. I mean, even if you And if you feel like you don't need, I mean, you have to listen to those feelings like, no, maybe it's not a good time to do that. You know, it's those things that are really key. But also talk about how your work is really connected to cobras in this sense. I mean, not connected, but it's working alongside it. What he's doing, because people have just been tuning in, listening to Cobra, and now we're listening to you. So let's join the two together.
Okay, so Cobra is also very openly speaking about all the multidimensional aspects of our living and existing on the outer surface, and how important it is for us to be aware of, and also how important it is for us to awaken and to be in our soul remembrance. And those, and some of the things that, you know, we are talking about can sound really crazy, can even sound conspiracy theory, but we need to get over it. We need to really get over that and any inhibitions so that the illusion of this enslavement matrix can dissolve.
The whole conspiracy thing, well, it's true for one thing. You know, there is, on whatever level you think, there's a collective consciousness that is like in the way of the truth. You know, there are beings that don't want us to know who we are, and also the secret political. Let's look at the Kennedy assassination. Oh my God, that's like in a conspiracy. That's the most obvious. Anyway, so it goes on and on, but yes.
Absolutely. So the important thing for us is to focus on the remembrance of who we are, to awaken to who we are, to awaken to our activated and empowered I Am presence, because once you get into that vibration and frequency, there's no going back. It's just like the Matrix, you know? It's like once you've taken that pill, you don't go back, and it's important for us to unify with each other. And that's why I've asked Cobra to, with this program that I'm launching on December 1st, which actually we're having meetings starting on this Friday. If I could talk about that, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, I want you to talk about it, and I want you to go into detail about what it is you're doing so we can actually
engage,
but also start to activate people to know that there's this network that's being formed that they can tune into for the sort of higher dimensional news, let's call it that, or whatever.
Exactly. So Friday, November, whatever the date is, the 23rd, I think it is our first public meeting. And if you go on my website, I just put the post up today with the details. It's going to be broadcast. I'll be doing it through a conference line as well as live stream and blog talk. So that's November 23rd, 2012, Friday. And everything's going to be outlined.
Well, what exactly are you? So you're doing the program, but what are they going to expect to hear?
Okay, so beings of light unite, unified field. That's the umbrella. And under the umbrella is a 21-day broadcast, TV and radio, that launches December 1st in preparation for the 3 days of light, which is December 21 through the 23rd, which you and I are actually going to be together at some point.
Yes, we are.
Mexico.
We are going to activate the major portal that the Mayans chose, and they got the doorway, and this will be the countdown to a huge shift for the whole planet, and everyone is going to, I mean, people who are following this plan on being in some sacred spot, in some sacred gathering, somewhere on the planet.
So much happening. It's so
and
exciting.
And we are all going to be connected, which is going to make this event different than all the other events that have gone before. It really is the uniting of the one mind. So
it is, absolutely. So that's why I got the guidance actually just recently to launch this 21-day preparation, and that is a daily show of TV and then radio to really really bring into the conversation and into people's awareness the preparation for those 3 days. And so Beings of Light Unite is a unified field that will launch on the December 1st as well, where we'll have all, you know, like I said, Friday's meeting is going to give all this information. So the unified field is a place for all of us to come together through a phone line or live stream. It'll all be defined, where we'll activate the unified field. So there's two other unified fields that I've activated. And what happens is it further activates us individually, like we just experienced, as well as so that we can be conduits for this unified field. And then this unified field gets anchored into the new timeline and creates basically a vortex and a portal for us to work collectively together as well as individually.
Wait, so let me see if I followed. So for 21 days starting December 1st, you said?
Yeah.
There's going to be an ongoing activation that you will be doing every day. So people can tap into that, and so it starts to build. It builds on itself, and we'll be, accelerating our frequencies along with this activation.
So it's actually a combination of a TV. The TV show continues. The Wake Up Shift is Happening TV show will be broadcast every day. And it's all the people I'm going to interview, all the things I'm going to talk about are all about this new timeline, all about preparation for the December 21 to 23, which I'm referring to as the 3 days of light and love. And that it'll also include, as we're even talking about that, it doesn't even have to be a full-on activation like we just experienced. It is the unified field. So as we're tapping in and participating, it's further activating us and activating the field. And there are going to be activations.
Right. I have to tell you, though, that whatever you did, it just sort of started to space me out a little bit and make me a little
tired. Well, that's why I don't like
it. But it's okay. I mean, I like it, but I'm just telling you, something did shift.
What? Okay. And that's why I don't usually talk afterwards.
It's okay, but we'll wrap it up. But no, I'm just saying, well, I'm feeling that, feeling something, and I feel like maybe I should go to sleep
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But it's all fine, so.
It's important. I'm really glad you brought that up because I said this is visceral. Mm. It is visceral. And so it is normally I don't talk after I do an activation. I just, you just kind of stay. And I tell even my private clients, I want you to make sure you have an hour afterwards where you're not engaging in conversation, that you stay in the stillness and you allow the energy to integrate. So it's like, but here
That's
we are.
Okay. Here we are.
Yeah.
But no, so just like wrapping it all up because let's pull together the Cobra piece. What's going to be happening in Mexico? And we're going to be in Mexico on December 21st, anchoring that divine light presence. Something major, I think, is
okay. Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay. So one other thing I just want to share is that I'm launching December 1st. I'm launching several courses and training sessions, activation courses that will support people with tools and activations to not only be telepathic but other things as well. How to tools that will support people in learning how to be their own guru, I call it, to self-process and things like that. Now, December 21, I'll be down in Chichen Itza, Mexico, with Synthesis 2012. We're doing a global broadcast. We're connecting in with Peace Day TV, global broadcast. There's so much happening. And what I'm also going to do is have correspondents, like Cobra is going to be in Egypt. Carrie Cassidy, I believe, is going to be in Egypt. We're connecting in with Australia and some of the different events that are going on. And Alan, this is what you started to say, is that this is the most exciting time. Never before that I'm aware of in the history have the light workers come together and unify this way.
There was a harmonic convergence, which really started this 25-year countdown from 1987 to 2012, 25 years. And that was the beginning, and here we're coming to the ending of the cycle and the beginning of a totally new phase in human history. This is really where we're at with this countdown time.
Absolutely. There's a whole other piece with all this that has to do with the activations of the pyramids. And by activating the pyramids, and there's an 8-minute, in the middle of those 3 days, there's an 8 minutes that there's a Mayan elder, and this is completely in alignment with the guides and the guidance that I've been getting.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that guy. There's a Mayan elder who's talking about these 8 minutes, isn't he?
When I saw the video, it blew me away because it's completely in alignment with the information that I've been getting for the last couple of months. And that is what I wanted to, as you know, I want to talk to J.J. Hertek about.
And I will be in Chichen Itza with J.J. Hertek, and we'll make that happen. Yes.
Absolutely. So it's important. That's a whole other subject and something that I'll be doing shows about, that we are to be activating the pyramids and connecting in with that pyramid energy to further harness this shifting energy that we're going to experience for that 8 minutes, plus those 3 days. With all the global broadcasts that's happening, we're going to connect in a way that we never have before.
And Barbara Marx Hubbard also is connecting a huge network of internet hubs with Birthing 2012. But what is the 8 minute? When does the 8 minute start? What will happen? What is the 8 minutes?
Well, it has to do with the release of the energy from the great central sun, and that as we are, again, as we proactively engage with that individually, that is what will harness it for longer so that we can further shift the consciousness for the next couple of months rather than it just being an 8 minute flash.
But when is the actual 8 minutes? When will that actually
happen? The 22nd, and I believe it's at high noon.
Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah. Yes.
In the Yucatan on the 22nd?
I've got to get a little bit more information about it
Let me know. So after, I'm glad you decided to go to Mexico. I'm happy about that because I think that's the best place to really be.
It is definitely a powerful spot on the planet.
So there's a couple of events for people listening. There's Synthesis 2012, which Deb's involved in. I'm talking to Deborah Peach, and I'm also involved in Cancun 2012, which is a Keys of Enoch conference I'll be speaking at with J.J. Hertek and Jaime Musan, who's the major UFO investigator in Mexico, and a bunch of other people will be down there. There's also something happening with Alex Gray in Tulum. But I think all these groups are going to be together on the 21st at Chichen Itza, probably the best preserved, the most well-preserved of the ancient Mayan pyramids is the Pyramid of Kukulcan and Chichen Itza. And that's just the pyramid that also has you can actually see the snake, the shadows of the blocks at sunset on the spring equinox form the body of a serpent, and you can see that serpent descend into the earth on equinox, on the spring equinox. And I've seen that, and it's just just sends chills through your body. It's actually snake was moving into the earth from the bricks, from the stones on the pyramid. So
I've never seen it.
So if Quetzalcoatl descends, this was my theory, and I think I said that Quetzalcoatl is that snake that's descending into the earth to fertilize the crops on the spring equinox, and it's ascending on the fall equinox. And so it sits at the top of the pyramid on the winter solstice. This is where the power of the plumed serpent, which is the feathered snake, what crawls on the ground and flies through the sky. It's a unification of contradictions. So that is at the top of the pyramid, which is the activation of the capstones of all these pyramids around the world.
That's right.
So December 21st is an activation point for these pyramids, which will unite these pyramids. And in Atlantean times, so I've been told, these pyramids were used as communication devices all around the planet.
Right, absolutely, and connected.
So it's very exciting times. There's a lot going on. Wherever you are on the planet, you will be tuned into some event, and I think something's going to make itself known. I think it's a very good thing, and as Terence McKenna always said, the ineffable is casting its shadow backwards in time to that point, to that moment. And he's also said the time wave zero, the fractal wave of time will then take on a new configuration. So time will no longer be what it was. And as Jose Arguelles called it, the myth of progress will end, because we think we need all this technology to make progress, but the real progress is in our own consciousness, in our own brains, in our own awareness. So that will be then come online. So, Deborah, any final words that you want to leave people with before this activation, before we go cosmic, galactic?
Just my website is www.shiftishappeningtv.com, and that there's we're, Alan and you and I are also aligning with several different things that all with all of this as well, and that it really is the time for people to unify and to come together with and still be able to bring their gifts, your gifts and expressions individually through the oneness. And it's very exciting. It's really very, very exciting. So our first public meeting, and the thing is that what we're looking to do is create a team of people, 100 or more people that can support in the 21-day broadcast with all sorts of different capacities. All these projects, because there's Associated Light Press that's launching as well. All of these vehicles are here to give everybody a place, whoever wants to bring their gifts and expression through these vehicles and to support, because this is going to grow hugely. This is just the beginning. But can you imagine like thousands and thousands of light workers unified in an activated, unified field? I mean,
That's why I call 2013 the year of ascension, where we'll actually feel the frequency in a collective cultural vibration way, you know. It'll seep into the mainstream culture. Something's seeping, you know.
Yes.
Something's changed. So anyway, yes. So the 21-day broadcast would be from what website?
ShiftIsHappeningTV.com.
Okay, so that's where that's happening. So even in Mexico, you'll be broadcasting from Mexico too, right?
Yes. Yep. And Peace Day, exactly. I'll have information on my website. World Unity 2012 is one of the other broadcast locations on Peace Day TV. So all sorts of amazing things. And so this Friday, the first public meeting for people to actually get involved at all sorts of different levels is also part of all this.
How do they come to the public meeting?
I just posted the information on my website. So today's post in regards to it's Beings of Light Unification. So, and this is like for people that want to do some posting. The whole thing is, the intention here is to get the word out for all of us for those 21 days to unify and to prepare.
Great. Now, well, maybe I'll tune in, because I'm hosting the 12-12-12 celebration at the Miami Circle on December 12th. There'll be lots of people with crystal skulls. Flor de Mayo is doing
I definitely want to have you on the show for that.
I will do a call-in remote from the 12-12-12 celebration. And we're
expecting
lots of people. We're expecting thousands of people to show up there in Miami. And I'm calling that the 9-day countdown to the 21st. So It'll hook right in with what you're doing. And I also want to say about the 21st, there's so much opportunity for people to participate in these local gatherings with your own creativity, your own input in activating any way that you would like to. There's an Aquarian ball that will be happening in New York City. I was invited to be a part of that, but I figured I'd go where the main action is in Mexico. Although all my friends will be here and doing that event, the Aquarian Ball, out of the Meta Center. You go to Meta Center NY for that local New York event. And I'm sure in LA there's things. I know events happening everywhere on the 21st and the 22nd.
Amazing. And I just want to say, in regards to the event that you're doing on 12/12/12 with the crystal skulls, that is extremely powerful.
Yeah, we're gathering the crystal skulls at the Miami Circle, which is an ancient megalithic site. We're doing a noon, 12 noon on 12/12/12 activation of that portal site with all the crystal skulls. And I'll be there, JJ Hertog and Desiree Hertog. And we're going to bring in the light there, and we'll be 9 days to the 21st. So it's the rising of Atlantis, maybe. Who knows?
We'll see. Who knows?
But I don't think anyone does know. I think it's really, really new, and that's what makes this time so exciting. We can say it will be this or that, but it's a whole new ball game. I think this is really where we're going. So
definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the activation. Now I have to sleep it off.
sleep it as you up-level.
I will up-level, and I welcome people's comments at newrealities@earthlink.net and Shift is Happening TV for Deborah Peach and for Cobra Port 2012. You can find out all his activities. Are you going to go down to Laguna Beach and meet him there?
Yeah, I'm going to meet him while he's here in town in L.A., which is this week. And, yeah, exactly. Yep.
And he'll be, I think, St. Martin on that site where Cobra will be. It's very exciting. And then, of course, he's going to be anchoring the light there in Egypt at the Giza Plateau and the King's Chamber and the Great Pyramid. So,
yeah.
Great. Well, that's a plan. We'll see how it goes.
Thank you so much. This has been really, really great. And Alan, you're doing such a great service and have for so long to the planet. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And I think it's fun to go into these new realities and see where it's going for all of us. It's better than the old realities, you know.
So
I think this is why I'm doing this. And the people, of course, the guys at bbsradio.com are very supportive of all the work. That station is dedicated to bringing the light in from all the hosts that are on that station. So I want to thank Doug and Don and Seth and all the people there for this opportunity of having this kind of broadcast. So thank you, guys. And thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Cobra. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to hear updates or about events that have been going on and will be going on, go to my website, newrealities.com. Also, past broadcasts that contribute to this whole energetic awakening. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. Thanks.
Waking up in the middle of my life, nothing's what it seems. I feel the fire come alive. Feel the fire,
feel the fire,
come alive.